Welcome to Tiger Stadium in Detroit, for the game between the Baltimore Orioles and the Detroit Tigers. Here are the starting lineups. For the Baltimore Orioles. Batting in the leadoff spot. The center fielder, Al Bumbrey. Batting second. The third baseman, Glenn Gulliver. Batting third. The DH, Ken Singleton. Batting fourth. The first baseman, Eddie Murray. Batting fifth. The left fielder, John Lowenstein. Batting sixth. The catcher, Joe Nolan. Batting seventh. The shortstop, Cal Ripken. Batting eighth. The right fielder, Jim Dwyer. Batting ninth. The second baseman, Rich Dower. Pitching for the Baltimore Orioles, Jim Palmer. For the Detroit Tigers. Batting in the leadoff spot. The third baseman, Howard Johnson. Batting second. The center fielder, Glenn Wilson. Batting third. The left fielder, Larry Herndon. Batting fourth. The catcher, Lance Parrish. Batting fifth. The right fielder, Chet Lemon. Batting sixth. The first baseman, Enos Cabell. Batting seventh. The DH, Mike Laga. Batting eighth. The second baseman, Tom Brookins. Batting ninth. The shortstop, Alan Trammell. Pitching for the Detroit Tigers, Jerry Uchter. And now, play ball. Al Bumbrey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bumbrey hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Uchter fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Glenn Gulliver is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gulliver takes first base on ball four. Ken Singleton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Singleton strikes out. Two outs. Eddie Murray is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Murray hits a fly ball into left field. Herndon settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning one, with the score, the Orioles nothing, and the Tigers nothing. The Tigers will come to bat. Howard Johnson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnson hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Murray settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Glenn Wilson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wilson hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Larry Herndon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Herndon hits a fly ball into right field. Dwyer settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Lance Parrish is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Parrish hits a line drive into right center field, beyond the reach of Bumbrey. Parrish reaches second base with a double. Wilson moves to third. Chet Lemon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lemon hits a fly ball into left field. Lowenstein settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning two, with the score, the Orioles nothing, and the Tigers nothing. The Orioles will come to bat. John Lowenstein is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lowenstein hits a fly ball into right field. Lemon settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Joe Nolan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Nolan hits a fly ball into left field. Herndon settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Cal Ripken is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ripken hits a long drive deep into left center field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 1-0, Orioles. Jim Dwyer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dwyer hits a pop-up towards third. Johnson settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning two, with the score, the Orioles 1, and the Tigers nothing. The Tigers will come to bat. Enos Cabell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cabell hits a ball on the ground towards third. Gulliver fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Mike Laga is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Laga hits a long drive deep into right field. That ball is going, going, gone. A home run. It's Orioles, 1, Tigers, 1. Tom Brookins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brookins hits a ball on the ground towards third. Gulliver fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Alan Trammell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Trammell hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Bumbrey. Trammell reaches second base with a double. Howard Johnson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnson is 0 for 1 in the game. Johnson hits a fly ball into center field. Bumbrey settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Orioles 1, and the Tigers 1. The Orioles will come to bat. Rich Dower is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dower hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Al Bumbrey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bumbrey is 0 for 1 in the game. Bumbrey hits a ball on the ground towards first. Cabell fields it and throws to second for the out. One out. Glenn Gulliver is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gulliver is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk. Gulliver hits a fly ball into right field. Lemon settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Ken Singleton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Singleton is 0 for 1 in the game. Singleton hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Uchter fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Orioles 1, and the Tigers 1. The Tigers will come to bat. Glenn Wilson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wilson is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Wilson hits a fly ball into center field. Bumbrey settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Larry Herndon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Herndon is 0 for 1 in the game. Herndon hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Lance Parrish is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Herndon. The throw from Nolan and he is out, Dower applying the tag. Two outs. Lance Parrish is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Parrish is 1 for 1 in the game, with a double. Parrish hits a pop-up towards first. Murray settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Orioles 1, and the Tigers 1. The Orioles will come to bat. Eddie Murray is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Murray is 0 for 1 in the game. Murray hits a fly ball into left field. Herndon settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. John Lowenstein is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lowenstein is 0 for 1 in the game. Lowenstein hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Joe Nolan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Nolan is 0 for 1 in the game. Nolan hits a fly ball into right field. Lemon settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Cal Ripken is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ripken is 1 for 1 in the game, with a home run. He's got one RBI. Ripken hits a ball on the ground towards short. Trammell fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Orioles 1, and the Tigers 1. The Tigers will come to bat. Chet Lemon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lemon is 0 for 1 in the game. Lemon hits a long drive deep into left field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 2-1, Tigers. Enos Cabal is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cabal is 0-for-1 in the game. Cabal hits a fly ball into left field. Lowenstein settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Mike Laga is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Laga is 1-for-1 in the game, with a home run. He's got one RBI. Laga strikes out. Two outs. Tom Brookins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brookins is 0-for-1 in the game. Brookins hits a ball on the ground towards third. Gulliver fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Tigers 2, and the Orioles 1. The Orioles will come to bat. Jim Dwyer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dwyer is 0-for-1 in the game. Dwyer takes first base on ball 4. Rich Dower is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dower is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Dower hits a fly ball into left field. Herndon settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Al Bumbrey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bumbrey is 0-for-2 in the game. Bumbrey hits a fly ball into left field. Herndon settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Glenn Gulliver is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gulliver is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Gulliver hits a pop-up towards first. Cabal settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Tigers 2, and the Orioles 1. The Tigers will come to bat. Alan Trammell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Trammell is 1-for-1 in the game, with a double. Trammell hits a fly ball into left field. Lowenstein settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Howard Johnson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnson is 0-for-2 in the game. Johnson hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Glenn Wilson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Johnson. The throw from Nolan and he is safe. Johnson steals second. Glenn Wilson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wilson is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Wilson hits a fly ball into right field. Dwyer settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Johnson moves to third. Two outs. Larry Herndon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Herndon is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Herndon hits a ball on the ground towards short. Ripken scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Tigers 2, and the Orioles 1. The Orioles will come to bat. Ken Singleton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Singleton is 0-for-2 in the game. Singleton hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Eddie Murray is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Murray is 0-for-2 in the game. Murray hits a fly ball into right field. Lemon settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. John Lowenstein is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lowenstein is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Lowenstein hits a fly ball into center field. Wilson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Joe Nolan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Nolan is 0-for-2 in the game. Nolan hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Singleton moves to second. Cal Ripken is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There's a wild pitch. Singleton moves to third. Nolan moves to second. Cal Ripken is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ripken is 1-for-2 in the game, with a home run. He's got one RBI. Ripken strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Tigers 2, and the Orioles 1. The Tigers will come to bat. Lance Parrish is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Parrish is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double. Parrish hits a pop-up, foul, towards short. Ripken settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Chet Lemon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lemon is 1-for-2 in the game, with a home run. He's got one RBI. Lemon hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Lowenstein. Lemon reaches second base with a double. Enos Cabell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cabell is 0-for-2 in the game. Cabell hits a ball on the ground towards third. Gulliver fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Mike Laga is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Laga is 1-for-2 in the game, with a home run. He's got one RBI. Laga hits a pop-up towards short. Ripken settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Tigers 2, and the Orioles 1. The Orioles will come to bat. Jim Dwyer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dwyer is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Dwyer is called out on strikes. One out. Rich Dower is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dower is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Dower hits a fly ball into left field. Herndon settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Al Bumbrey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bumbrey is 0-for-3 in the game. Bumbrey hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Glenn Gulliver is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gulliver is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Gulliver hits a ball on the ground towards first. Cabell scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Gulliver for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Tigers 2, and the Orioles 1. The Tigers will come to bat. Tom Brookins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brookins is 0-for-2 in the game. Brookins hits a ball on the ground towards first. Murray scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Brookins for the out. One out. Alan Trammell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Trammell is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double. Trammell takes first base on ball 4. Tippy Martinez now pitching. Howard Johnson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Trammell. The throw from Nolan and he is safe. Trammell steals second. Howard Johnson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Trammell. The throw from Nolan and he is safe. Trammell steals third. Howard Johnson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnson is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Johnson takes first base on ball 4. Glenn Wilson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wilson is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Wilson hits a ball on the ground towards short. Ripken fields it, throws to second for 1, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Tigers 2, and the Orioles 1. The Orioles will come to bat. Ken Singleton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Singleton is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Singleton hits a fly ball into left field. Herndon settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Eddie Murray is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Murray is 0-for-3 in the game. Murray hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Brookins scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. John Lowenstein is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lowenstein is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Lowenstein hits a ball on the ground towards short. Trammell scoops it up and throws to first for the out. the side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Tigers 2, and the Orioles 1. The Tigers will come to bat. Larry Herndon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Herndon is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Herndon hits a ball on the ground towards first. Murray scoops it up and throws to first, with Martinez covering, for the out. One out. Lance Parrish is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Parrish is 1-for-3 in the game, with a double. Parrish hits a ball on the ground towards third. Gulliver fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Chet Lemon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lemon is 2-for-3 in the game, with a double and a home run. He's got one RBI. Lemon hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Enos Cabell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cabell is 0-for-3 in the game. Cabell hits a ball on the ground towards short. Ripken scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Tigers 2, and the Orioles 1. The Orioles will come to bat. Joe Nolan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Nolan is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Nolan takes first base on ball 4. John Shelby pinch runs for Joe Nolan. Cal Ripken is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ripken is 1-for-3 in the game, with a home run. He's got one RBI. Ripken bunts towards first. Cabell scoops it up and throws to first, with Brookins covering, for the out. Shelby moves to second. One out. Jim Dwyer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dwyer is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Dwyer hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Lemon. Dwyer reaches second base with a double. Shelby scores. It's Orioles, 2, Tigers, 2. Terry Crowley pinch hits for Rich Dower. Howard Bailey now pitching. Gary Roenick pinch hits for Terry Crowley. Gary Roenick is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Roenick is walked intentionally. Dave Tobik now pitching. Benny Ayala pinch hits for Al Bumbrey. Benny Ayala is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ayala hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Brookins settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Glenn Gulliver is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gulliver is 0-for-3 in the game. With a walk. Gulliver hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Cabell settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Rick Dempsey now catching. John Shelby now playing center field. Len Saucotton now playing second base. John Wackenfuss pinch hits for Mike Laga. John Wackenfuss is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wackenfuss hits a long drive deep into left field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. The game is over. The final score, Detroit Tigers, 3, and Baltimore Orioles, 2. Goodbye from Tiger Stadium in Detroit.